It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And we bid you good evening, everyone, from Palmyra, Nebraska. Tonight, it's high school basketball. The Johnson Brock Eagles on the road taking on the Palmyra Panthers. It's a doubleheader. The girls' game first, followed by the boys' varsity contest. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 and on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, as we said, it's the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Palmyra Panthers doing battle here in a doubleheader. First up will be the girls' game. The Palmyra Panthers come into tonight's ball game with a record of 1-1 on the year. They opened the season by defeating Southern 42-39 and then lost to Freeman last Friday night 46-43. The Johnson Brock Eagles, they are 0-1. They've only played one game thus far. They went against a very tough Lincoln Christian team and came up on the short end of that one last Thursday night. The final was Lincoln Christian 57 and Johnson Brock 39. But don't let that fool you. That's a very good higher class basketball team out of Lincoln Christian. The Johnson Brock Eagle ladies are going to win a bunch of basketball games this season. And you heard that here first. I'm looking for big things out of that group of young ladies. The second half of our doubleheader tonight, of course, will be the boys' varsity contest. Johnson Brock and Palmyra. Johnson Brock 1-0. They got a big win over Lincoln Christian on the boys' side, 64-45. The Panther boys are 0-2. They dropped games first to Freeman and then to Southern in their first two outings. So that'll be the matchup that we'll have coming up in the boys' game, the second half of our doubleheader. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, step aside for a two-minute break, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's girls' varsity game. That's coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Located in Fall City.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Palmyra High School, taking a look at our broadcast schedule. This is the first of two broadcasts we're going to have this month here from Palmyra. We're going to be right back here on Friday night, December 20th, with the Fall City Tigers. They're going to be traveling here to Palmyra to face the Panthers, so we'll be back here in about 10 days again for more basketball here at Palmyra. All right, let's take a look now at the starting lineup for this girls' varsity game. First of all, for the Palmyra Lady Panthers, as we said a moment ago, they are 1-1 on the season. Coach Braston Maubob will go with Addison Vasa. Vasa is a senior. Grace Green is a junior. Aaron Chambers. Chambers is a senior. Riley Walter. Walter is a senior. And Maddie Schroeder, also a senior. So an experienced basketball team on the floor tonight for Palmyra. They'll be starting four seniors and a junior. And as we said, they are 1-1 on the year. Now the starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles. They're coached by head coach Jeff Ottoman. He'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens is a senior. Daly Pelican. Pelican is a sophomore. Daly had 6 points in the season opener against Lincoln Christian. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, also a senior. She had 8 points and 9 rebounds in that Lincoln Christian game. Chloe Weiss, Weiss a senior, had 9 points in the game against Lincoln Christian. And Taryn Ottoman rounds out the starting five. She had 14 points and 7 rebounds in that season opener against Lincoln Christian. Those are the five starters for Johnson Brock. An experienced group of basketball players out there. As we said, Palmyra is starting four seniors and a junior. Johnson Brock starting four seniors and a sophomore. So no shortage of upperclassmen on the floor tonight, at least in the starting lineup for that matter. We played a couple of junior varsity games here already this afternoon and this evening in the boys JV game. The final score was 57-34. Johnson Brock won the junior varsity game over Palmyra, 57-34, the final. In the girls' junior varsity game, Johnson Brock also with the win. They defeated the Palmyra JV girls by a final score of 43-35. 43-35 for the girls on the win, 57-34 for the boys. Johnson Brock taking the win in both of the junior varsity contests here at Palmyra. I want to remind everybody, more basketball coming up later this week, this coming Friday night, December 13th. I'll be on the road with the Sacred Heart Irish. We're going to be traveling all the way out to Friend, Nebraska. Sacred Heart will be facing Exeter Milligan Friend. I believe they call themselves the Bobcats now. Exeter Milligan and Friend all went together. They're the Bobcats. That'll be Friday night, this coming Friday night, live from Friend. That'll be over on our sister station on KTNC. I think we're getting set for the introduction of starting lineups and for our national anthem here. So we're going to step aside and take another two-minute break, and then we'll be back after this two-minute timeout with the opening tip. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular. where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3.
For the last couple of bars of our national anthem performed by the Boys and Girls Octet here at Palmyra High School. Our national anthem, a rousing rendition, very well done by those young people. All right, now we're getting set for the introduction of starting lineups here over the public address system, and then we'll be tipping it off. High school basketball tonight on Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM in Fall City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. Tonight's broadcast also available online at mscsports.net. You can look it up there and click on the stations, drop-down box, listen live, pick out Sunny 101.3, which is KLZA. You can listen on your computer. Also now, a new radio app available on your cell phone. Go to your favorite app store and select the MSC Radio app. Download it, and you're just one click away from being able to listen to any of our family of six stations, the Kansaland stations here in Fall City, Seneca, Atchison, Hiawatha, and now down in the Topeka area. So check that out, MSC Radio. That's the name of the app on your favorite app store. And you're just one click away then on your phone for being able to hear these broadcasts. At the introduction of the Johnson Brock girls, now they're going through the lineup here for the Palmyra girls. Again, quickly for Johnson Brock, it'll be Brooklyn Barons, Daly Pelican, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, Chloe Weiss, and Karen Ottoman. And for Palmyra, Addison Bossa, Grace Green, Aaron Chambers, Riley Walter, and Maddie Schroeder. Those are your five starters for the Panthers. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. A lot of red shirts across the way. The Johnson Brock people, they sense they've got something pretty special going here on both the boys and girls side of things this year. I look for a big turnout no matter where we go with Johnson Brock this year. They're going to follow these kids because their expectations are pretty high right now for Johnson Brock basketball. Jumping it up for Palmyra will be Erin Chambers in the center circle. She'll go against Taryn Ottoman as we're set to get underway. The official steps into the center circle. The ball is up, and there's a tip. It's controlled by Palmyra. Panthers come up with the basketball. Schroeder comes up with a loose ball, gives it to the top of the key. On the dribble with it into forecourt is Riley Walter. Walter works one-on-one against Chloe Weiss. Man-to-man defense here by Johnson Brock. Top of the key comes to Addison Bossa. Bossa on the right elbow, picked up her dribble. She needs help. Bossa puts it inside the paint to Schroeder. Schroeder feeds inside, driving, laying up, off, no good. And the rebound brought down, try for follow shot, put back, that won't go. That's Walter, put the put back, the rebound to Ottoman. Ottoman with the defensive board, takes it coast to coast for the driving layup. Put it up and off, no good. Daly Pelican chases down the ball in the corner to the top of the key. Brooklyn Barons, long three, got it. Brooklyn Barons opens the scoring with a long three from the left wing. Out here at the top of the circle, it's 3-0. Johnson Brock, we're just underway. Into forecourt is Walter with the basketball. To the left side to Grace Green. Driving, reverse lay-in, up, off, no good. Rebound brought down by Brooklyn Barons. Barons down court, Daly Pelican, fast break. Pelican, lob pass inside the paint. Ottoman goes up with a jump shot. It's in and out of there. Wouldn't go. It was in the rim and bounced out, and the rebound comes down to Palmyra. Into forecourt, it's Walter on the dribble. Riley Walter all the way for a driving layup. Rolls around, and she got it to fall, and she is fouled. Riley Walter will be at the line to shoot one. We'll see who the foul is on. Foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock's Chloe Weiss. On Weiss, her first personal team foul number one on Johnson Brock. At the free throw line will be, I believe we'll have to, yeah, at the free throw line, that is Riley Walter. Free throw is up and good. She got it. We're tied at three apiece. 6:37 to play here in the first quarter. This is Brooklyn Barons with the basketball. Off to Daly Pelican on the right elbow. To the top of the key, it comes to Ottoman. Around the horn, left side, outside perimeter to Barons. Barons finds Buckmeyer at the top of the key. Buckmeyer kicks it out onto the right elbow again. Inside it goes, driving lay-in up. Weiss gets knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll see who this one's on. Foul is going to be on Grace Green. On Green, that is her first personal, team foul number one. At the free throw line, Chloe Weiss. She'll be shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Weiss hits the first one, her first point of the night. That puts Johnson Brock back on top, 4-3 here, with 6:18 to play in the first quarter. Chloe Weiss' second free throw is up. It's good also. She got a vote in a pair, and now it's 5-3. Johnson Brock on top. Timeout taken by Palmyra to save the possession. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dent has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dent's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dent's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Palmyra High School. Johnson Brock up 5-3, 6:13 to play here in the first quarter. Palmyra with the basketball. On the dribble is Riley Walter. Long down court pass under the bucket. No chance for a shot. Great defense there by Buckmeyer. She came down and took away the lay-in. But then we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, her first, team foul number two on the Johnson Brock Eagles. Not a shooting foul. It'll be Palmyra's basketball. They'll inbound it on the baseline under their own bucket. Addison Bossett, who inbounded it. Bossett stands just to the left side of the backboard. On the baseline, the count is on. Lobs it up top. Gets it to Green. Grace Green works to the right side, guarded by Weiss. Weiss almost took the ball away from Green. She picked up her dribble and now needs help. Feeds it inside the paint, driving for the layup. Ottoman with the steal. Ottoman just reached in and took the ball away from Chambers. Downcourt pass, Buckmeyer. Comes to Daly Pelican. In the paint, Pelican left-handed lay-in up and good. Daly Pelican drove down the lane with the left-handed layup. Here's a steal by Pelican on the inbound pass. Pelican gives it inside Barons. Barons driving layup. It's up off, no good. Rebound, Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman can't put the put back. Up to the top of the key, Buckmeyer. Inside he goes to Weiss. Weiss is double team, kicks it out to the right side. Pelican driving layup. Pelican up. Couldn't get it, but she's fouled. Daly Pelican, the sophomore, will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots as she was fouled, taking that ball toward the hoop. Foul is going to be, I believe, on Maddie Schroeder. On Schroeder, that is her first, team foul number two on the Panthers. At the line, shooting two shots, Daly Pelican. The first one is up, off the back of the iron, bounced out, won't go. She'll get another attempt. Here's a sub in for Palmyra. Kaylee Thompson into the lineup. Thompson checks in, replacing Grace Green. At the free throw line, Daly Pelican's second free throw is on the way. This one is just short, and the rebound comes down to Palmyra. Panthers with the basketball. Bossa in backcourt. Bossa gets it across the timeline on the dribble, takes it all the way to the right side baseline, feeds it across to her teammate. Can't get it. A fight for the rebound. Coming out of there with it is Green. She goes up with a shot. Can't get it. Ball is loose on the floor, now dribbling out of the traffic with it. Down court comes Chloe Weiss. Buckmeyer with the ball, comes to Barons on the left elbow. At the free throw line, they find Weiss with it. Ottoman for a long three, got it from the left wing. Taryn Ottoman, her first bucket of the night, is a three-pointer from down in the corner on the left side. 10-3, our score. Fighting for the loose basketball, he gets knocked out of bounds. A whistle, and I think we're going to have a foul called here on Barons. On Brooklyn Barons, her first personal. That is the third team foul already on Johnson Brock with 4:41 to go here in the first quarter. Into the ballgame now comes Kinley Weiss checking in. Weiss into the lineup, just a freshman. And it'll be Palmyra's basketball on the side in forecourt. Inbound the ball to Riley Walter. Walter guarded here by Daly Pelican at the top of the key. Walter dribbles between the rings, top of the circle, goes to the right side of the free throw line. On the give and go, free throw line jump shot up and off, no good, put up by Chambers. Rebound Ottoman, outlet pass down to Pelican. Pelican was trying to lead Kinley Weiss down here in the corner, could not quite get the ball to her, overthrew her by just a tad. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover to give it back to the Palmyra Panthers. 4:21 to play, first quarter. Johnson Brock up early here, 10-3. The Lady Eagles on top. Chambers on the dribble. This is Vasa with the basketball. Vasa inside the paint. Ball tipped away by Pelican. Fast break the other way. Here comes Behrens for a driving lay-in up and good. Brooklyn Behrens got way in behind the defenders. Got the uncontested lay-in. Brooklyn has 5 points, and it's 12-3. Johnson Brock on top. Kinley Weiss with a nice steal. Tipped the ball away, but then it gets away from her and goes out of bounds. Weiss with a nice move there to the basket. The freshman chasing that one down. Back into the ball game now for Palmyra. Checking in is Grace Green. Green back onto the floor. She'll come in and replace Addison Vasa. And for Johnson Brock, Ruby Gravatt comes into the game, replacing Taryn Ottoman. So Gravatt checks in. Ottoman will take a breather. 12-3. Johnson Brock on top, just past the 4-minute mark, midway through this first quarter here at Palmyra. This is Riley Walter on the dribble for the Panthers. Kicks it out to the left wing for a long three that's up and off. No good. The rebound brought down. Fast break. There's Behrens again behind the coverage. Driving lay-in. Up and good. Brooklyn Behrens has got in behind the defense twice and picked up uncontested lay-ins at the other end. 14-3. Johnson Brock, their biggest lead yet, up by 11. There's a shot that's forced up. No, rebound Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens down court with it. Here come the defenders into the corner. Coy Weiss for a long three. Gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. Weiss dives after the loose basketball. Held ball is called. Possession arrow. We got a player down on the far end here. One of the Palmyra players has been injured, so it'll stop play here for a moment. 3:11 to go here in the first quarter. 14-3, Johnson Brock on top. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Sunny 101.3.
Now the player shaking up there was Aaron Chambers. Chambers is a senior, apparently a lower extremity. Looks like an ankle they're looking at here. She may have turned an ankle. And she will leave the ball game here. Checking in to replace her comes Audrey Earhart. Earhart, a junior, into the contest. There's a driving lay-in up and off. No good by Ottoman. Rebound brought down by Grace Green. Down court in a hurry on the right side. Green with the basketball. Driving on the baseline against Pelican. Pelican took away the baseline. Now she's trapped. Green in trouble down in the corner. Needs to get rid of it. Barely did before the five count. Gets it inside the paint. Inside to Walter. Walter, now she's trapped. Forces up a shot that doesn't go. And there is Ottoman for the rebound. Down court, fast break. Laying up, off, no good. Rebound, Chloe Weiss comes down with it, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Palmyra Panthers. Chloe Weiss went up and got that rebound, and then the Panthers are called for the personal. It's going to be called on, I believe, let's see. Yeah, it's going to be on 11th. Grace Green. Green picks up her second personal. Not a shooting foul. Here's the inbound pass to Ottoman. Her shot is partially blocked. The rebound comes down to Palmyra. 2:28 to play here in the first quarter. 14-3. Johnson Brock with the early lead. Riley Walter feeds inside the paint. Driving lay-in. Layup off. Goes out of bounds. Shot was put up by Kaylee Thompson. Thompson had her shot blocked away out of bounds, I believe, by Ottoman down there. The basketball will stay with Palmyra. They'll trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket. Into the corner, in the right corner, a long three is on the way. That's up and off, no good. Buckmeyer down there battling for the rebound. Coming out of it, Palmyra with the ball, and now a held ball is going to be called. And it'll be possession arrow, I think, favoring Palmyra. Back into the lineup for Johnson Brock now. checking in is Brooklyn Barron's back onto the floor. And I think Casey Knippelmeyer also on the floor now for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Johnson-Brock getting a few subs in here. Now the official comes to the scores table. There seems to be some question here. 2:09 to go in the first quarter, 14-3, Johnson-Brock on top. It appears the injury to Aaron Chambers must be to a lower extremity, perhaps the ankle on the left side. They're going to taper up here right in front of our table. There's an inbound pass, and the ball is turned over. It's going to belong to Johnson-Brock. Eagles get it. So Aaron Chambers getting patched up. Aaron, that's not the way to get your name on the radio, having your ankle there, but we wish you well, young lady. She's right in front of our broadcast table getting her ankle taped up. 14-3 the score. Down court with the ball is knocked away out of bounds, knocked out of the hands of Casey Knippelmeyer, and it'll be Johnson-Brock's ball. Inbounding it will be Kinley Weiss. Weiss tosses in, gets it into Brooklyn Barron's. Now Barron's across the timeline against the man-to-man defense. Bounce pass to the left side. Comes to Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer works against the defender. Looks over to Weiss on the far side. Back up top it comes to Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman at the top of the key. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Palmyra. Riley Walder is going to be called for the personal. On Riley, that is her first personal. Team foul number 4 on the Panthers. Inbounding the ball for Johnson-Brock, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. She'll be in forecourt on the far side. Gets it into Brooklyn Barron's. Lobs into Ottoman under the basket. Shot is up off. No good for Ottoman. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. That won't go. And the ball goes out of bounds, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll put Taryn Ottoman at the line. She'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Schroeder. On Schroeder, her second personal. Team foul number 5. So, Taryn Ottoman has 3 points so far tonight on 1 field goal. Here shooting 2. First one is up and off the rim. Does not go. She'll get another attempt. In for Palmyra now. Allie Fick checks into the lineup. And for Johnson-Brock, Daly Pelican, Chloe Weiss back onto the floor, replacing Kinley Weiss and Casey Knippelmeyer. Taryn Ottoman, second free throw is on the way. It's up and good. She got the second one down. Johnson-Brock now 3 out of 6 from the charity stripe. The Lady Eagles lead at 15-3 now. A minute 32 to play here in the first quarter. Buckmeyer underneath Ottoman. Ottoman couldn't get it to go. Good job on the rebound underneath, though, pulling it down was Brooklyn Barron's. She had players on both sides of her, and Barron's came down with the ball, but they're going to say she walked with it, apparently. Ruby Gravatt back into the lineup now for Johnson-Brock, replacing Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman will take another breather here, and Gravatt, a junior, will check into the lineup. Minute 22 to play, first quarter, 15-3. Johnson-Brock with a 12-point advantage. And here come the Panthers with the basketball into forecourt. That's Riley Walder on the dribble. Walder at the top of the circle. Dribbles down to the left wing, almost lost the handle on it. Now picked up her dribble, and she needs help. Walder, they come up to get the ball from her. Coming over is Vasa to hit it. Vasa with a bounce pass, again back up top to Walder. Chloe Weiss chases after Walder. They've got her in a double-team trap. Pass underneath, baseline right side. Shot is up and good. Put in by Addison Vasa. Vasa's first bucket of the night. Wait a minute. They're going to say the shot clock. Yep, the shot clock expired before they got the shot off. Well, that's the first one we've seen that happen this year. I didn't hear the buzzer go off. But the official waved it off and says, no, no. He pointed at the shot clock. It said 0. I did not hear the shot clock buzzer. I don't think anybody did. All right, Chloe Weiss on the dribble. 15-3. Johnson-Brock up, 39 seconds to go. Lauren Barron's on the baseline left side. Comes to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, spin move, driving, laying up off. No good. Boy, Johnson-Brock has missed some bunnies tonight. They've had a number of layups that just wouldn't drop for him. Now in trouble in backcourt. Here's a steal. Chloe Weiss, left-handed layup, won't go. Barron's follow shot. She can't get it. Barron's follow shot again won't go. And the rebound comes down to L.A. Fick. Here's a shot up. Barron's again can't get it. And a whistle and a foul. Coming down with the rebound was Chloe Weiss. Weiss will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. We'll see who they tag this one on. The foul is going to go on Addison Vasa. Vasa's first personal, team foul number 6. At the free throw line, Chloe Weiss. Chloe has gone 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting 2 more. First one is up and good. Had to get a bounce and a couple of rolls there, but she got it down. Grace Green back into the lineup, replacing Addison Vasa now. Chloe Weiss ready for her second free throw attempt. Weiss looks to the hoop. Shot is on the way. It's up. It is short off the front of the rim. Chases after her own rebound. Almost got it. Outlet pass comes to Green. Green into forecourt, right side of the lane, in the paint. Falls to the floor, lost the basketball. Fick has it on the baseline in the corner. There's the buzzer. After one quarter, Johnson Brock on 16-3. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines, jchosp.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Lady Eagles off to a good start here tonight. After one quarter, they lead it 16-3. They were able to rest their starters quite a bit. We saw Casey Knippelmeyer, Kinley Weiss, Ruby Gravatt, all seeing action there off the bench. They'll start this second period with the original five starters, Behrens, Pelican, Buckmeyer, Weiss, and Ottoman. 16-3, Johnson Brock on top. Eagles with the ball. Top of the key, Brooklyn Behrens to the left wing. Daly Pelican gets a pick from Ottoman, kicks it to the right side to Chloe Weiss on the right wing. Weiss brings it back between the rings to the top of the key to the left elbow and comes to Pelican with it. Pelican with a spin move delivers the ball back to Weiss. She goes inside the paint in traffic. Off to Ottoman, baseline left side. Ottoman goes in, couldn't get the lay in, kicks it out to open look for Behrens for three, and she got it. Brooklyn Behrens, her second three-pointer of the night. She's already in double figures and has 10 points in the contest for Brooklyn Behrens. 19-3, Johnson Brock's biggest lead, 7:20 to go here in the first half in the second quarter. Walter with the basketball. Riley Walter at the midcourt circle, guarded by Chloe Weiss very closely, can't get inside the paint. Walter tries to move to the baseline right side. Weiss takes it away from her. Lost the ball out of bounds off her foot. Great defense by Chloe Weiss. Forced the turnover. Johnson Brock gets the ball back. Into the line now. Checking back in now is Kinley Weiss. Weiss in replacing Daly Pelican. Well, Coach Jeff Ottoman, with a nice lead here, able to rest these starters and also get some valuable playing experience for the number 6, 7, and 8 ball players on this team. Here's Behrens kicking it into the corner, a little bit too tall for Chloe Weiss. Couldn't get to it. The ball goes out of bounds in the corner baseline right side, and Palmyra will have the ball. You're just checking in, 19-3. Johnson Brock's girls with an early lead here, 6:48 to go in the first half. Here's Grace Green into forecourt. Grace picks up for her dribble. Ball is tipped away by Behrens. Loose on the floor, grabbed up by Weiss. Down court it comes to Ottoman. Ottoman tries a little reverse layup, can't get it. Rebound, Behrens kicks it. Kinley Weiss doesn't want to take it. Around the horn to Chloe Weiss. Weiss into the corner. They go down to Behrens. She's had the hot hand. She's got 10 points already. Got a pair of threes. Behrens passed that one up. Now Kinley Weiss is going to launch a long two that's over the top. Buckmeyer tries to save it from going out of bounds. It went off of Brooklyn Buckmeyer, and it'll be Palmyra's basketball. 19-3, Johnson Brock on top, 6:12 to go in the first half. Here come the Palmyra Panthers on the dribble into forecourt. That's Grace Green with the basketball. Green is tied up at midcourt, has it taken away. Chloe Weiss on the fast break. Chloe Weiss all the way in for the lay-in, up and good. Chloe Weiss with her first field goal of the night. She's got 5 points. And it's 21-3. Johnson Brock on top. Elmira trying to get something going here offensively. Riley Walter on the dribble, guarded by Chloe Weiss, comes to the right side with it. That's Grace Green handling the basketball. Green tried to move into the paint. She traveled. Moved that pivot foot. She'll be called for walking with the basketball. Don't forget, after this one, the big boys' varsity game coming up. Johnson Brock and Palmyra. It's a doubleheader tonight here on Sunny 101.3. After this girls' game, we'll have boys' varsity basketball. Chloe Weiss, very patiently across the timeline, dribbles into forecourt. Finds Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens gives up to Ottoman. Ottoman, a little give and go to the corner. Now Chloe Weiss gets trapped. Back out to Ottoman. Open look, three off the iron, no. Rebound tipped around. Coming out of there with it, Chloe Weiss. Down to Behrens. Underneath Buckmeyer. Back up to Chloe Weiss for three. Got it! Chloe Weiss nailed the three. Johnson Brock at any given time. Buckmeyer, Weiss, Ottoman, any of those girls, Pelican, any of them can pop a three on you. You never know what to expect. Here's a shot in the paint. In and out. Won't go. That put up by Aaron Chambers. Rebound, Johnson Brock. Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman brings it down, kicks it to Kenley Weiss on the left key. Top of the key, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Her shot is off to the left. It goes out of bounds, and timeout's going to be taken by Palmyra. 4:45 to play first half. 24-3. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I want to pass along a big thank you to the Palmyra Activities Director, Aaron Haft, here at Palmyra. Takes great care of us. We love to come out here to broadcast basketball. Wonderful hospitality room down the hall, meatball sandwiches, and homemade chocolate chip cookies. It's like coming home for Thanksgiving when you go down to their hospitality suite down here. Taking great care of us. We're set up on the stage near midcourt. Beautiful view of the floor. One of my favorite places to come for basketball broadcasts is here at Palmyra. Again, we appreciate the hospitality from Aaron Haft and his crew. All right, Palmyra's basketball. We're back to live action. Riley Walter will dribble it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Johnson Brock. Daly Pelican picks Walter up at the top of the key. Pass comes back up to Aaron Chambers. Chambers guarded by Chloe Weiss. Can't get to the hoop. Chambers feeds it up top again to Walter. Pelican has Walter all the way in for a driving layup. Up and good. Riley Walter got the lay-in and drew the foul. I think this foul is going to go on Daly Pelican. Or no, check that. It's going to go on Kinley. Kinley Weiss is going to get called for the personal. On Weiss, her first. Team foul number one of the quarter. At the free throw line is Riley Walter. Free throw is up and off and then in again. It went in, bounced up, hit the glass, and then fell back through the hoop for her. I almost called that too quick that she missed it. 24-6, your score now. Johnson Brock with an 18-point advantage. Daly Pelican over on the left edge got bumped over there as she was trying to catch the basketball. Ball's going to stay with Johnson Brock. Oh, now they change their mind. The other official comes in and awards the ball to Palmyra. Interesting call. Palmyra with the basketball. The Lady Panthers on the dribble. This is Battinger with the ball now. Siley Battinger on the dribble to the left side. Dribbling on the baseline, trying to get into the hoop. Nowhere to go for Earhart. Guarded there by Ottoman. She just couldn't go anywhere. Now Walter's trapped in the corner. Daly Pelican has her shot down. Turnaround shot Walter up and off, no good. Rebound Ottoman. Fast break to Chloe Weiss. Chloe Weiss driving, laying it up. Couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot. Kinley Weiss up and good. Kinley Weiss was there for the putback after Chloe Weiss on the miss. Little sister backing up big sister on that one and got the two. Makes it a lead of 20 now again for Johnson Brock. 26-6. the Lady Eagles in command here over the Lady Panthers of Palmyra. Into the lineup, Grace Green back on the floor. Green replacing Addie Vasa. Vasa takes a seat. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half, 26-6. Johnson Rock has pretty much dominated this thing from the get-go. They were up 16-3 after one quarter. There's a long three from the top of the key that's off, no good, but a rebound to Palmyra. Then stolen away by Chloe Weiss, down to Ottoman. Ottoman driving, laying up, and good. Boy, Johnson Rock has got a lot of points tonight on these fast breaks. Palmyra just not getting back on defense in time, and Johnson Brock has had, I know, at least three, maybe four, even five layups uncontested on the fast break, just beating the defense back down the floor. Palmyra trying to set something up. Here's a steal by Daly Pelican. Daly has the ball dribbled away from her and knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. All right, here comes Brooklyn Behrens, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. And also back onto the floor now comes Haley Nichols. Nichols into the lineup, the senior for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They'll join Pelican and Gravatt out there. So we're really seeing a lot of ball players seeing action tonight for the Johnson Brock Eagles as they're leading this thing very comfortably here, 28-6, 2:49 to go in the first half. Pelican with the inbound pass into Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens at the top of the key to the right side goes to Daly Pelican. Here comes the sophomore point guard. She kicks it to the right side out to Behrens. Back up top, Pelican to the left elbow across court pass. They find Buckmeyer with the ball. Brooklyn Buckmeyer will launch a three. She got it. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her first bucket of the evening, nailed the three. She was on the left wing. They left her unguarded. She just squared up and dropped it in. Nothing but nylon. 31-6, a 25-point advantage, biggest lead of the ballgame now for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Palmyra trying to find some offense here. Down in the corner, struggling is Green. Grace Green, she's trapped down there. Gets it out to the corner, a long three that's up and off, no good. Safe from going out of bounds, grabbed up by Nichols. Down court, it comes to Brooklyn Behrens. She decides to slow it down this time and set up the offense. Behrens to the left side, Brooklyn Buckmeyer on the dribble. Buckmeyer tried to make a move into the lane and got called for, an offensive foul is going to go on Haley Nichols. Nichols was running a little screen there for Buckmeyer and kind of bulldozed over the defender and got called for the offensive foul on Nichols. That's her first personal, team foul number three on Johnson Brock. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half, 1:48 showing on the game clock. Johnson Brock up 31-6, all the way into the corner on the right side, dribbling to the baseline. There's a shot that's up and good. Little reverse lay-in by Kaylee Thompson. Thompson got that one down, her first 2 points. Makes it 31-8. This is Brooklyn Behrens with the dribble. Behrens between two defenders, feeds to Brooklyn Buckmeyer, gives step back to Brooklyn Behrens. Driving layup, Behrens can't get it, and the rebound comes down to Palmyra. Walder, Riley Walder into forecourt, kicks it to the left side to Badger. Across court right side, here's an open look from the right, doesn't go, rebound Ruby Gravatt. Ruby Gravatt with the rebound gives the outlet pass out to Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens at the top of the circle. Less than a minute to go here in the first half. Inside Gravatt, had a look at it, didn't want to take the shot. Now they reach in and take it away from Gravatt. With the steal is Riley Walder. Walder all the way, big collision. Blocking foul is going to be called on Daly Pelican. Daly was backpedaling, trying to get out of the way, and still got called for the personal foul on Daly. Her first personal, team foul number three. At the free throw line for Palmyra will be Riley Walder. She's 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Has 6 points in the ballgame. Riley Walder, a senior, steps to the charity stripe. Shooting the first of 2 shots here. She takes aim. Shot is on the way up and got it. Riley Walder now with 7 points in the ballgame. She's 3 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. 47 seconds to play here in the first half. 31-9. Johnson Brock on top. Riley Walder's second free throw attempt is on the way. It's up and good also. She got them both. 8 points now for Riley Walder for the Palmyra Panthers. 44 seconds to go in the first half. Johnson Brock down court. Behrens kicks it to the left side. Daly Pelican. Pelican lobs it. And Ruby Gravatt. Nice move by Gravatt. Couldn't follow. couldn't finish. It wouldn't drop. And the rebound comes down to the Panthers. Down court to Riley Walter, right side, guarded by Behrens. Top of the key. Buckmeyer picks her up defensively. They pass it around the outside perimeter, outside of the three-point arc. From the left corner, a long three is up and good. I believe that was Grace Green got that one in the corner down on the left side. 31-13 your score. Here's Behrens with a long three. It bounces up, hits the support. That's out of bounds. That'll turn the ball back to Palmyra. Just 1.6 seconds to go here in this first half. 31-13, Johnson Brock up. Palmyra will play it in with 1.6 seconds. No chance of doing anything with it. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles will be leading the Palmyra Panthers. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 31 and Palmyra 13. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. Be back with a halftime show and a look at the individual scoring. That's what's coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Palmyra High School. It's halftime. Your Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are leading the Palmyra Panthers at the half, 31-13. Let's take a look at the first half numbers in this one. First of all, for Palmyra in scoring, they're led by Riley Walter. She has 8 points, 3 points for Grace Green, and Kaylee Thompson added two for their total of 13. From the free throw line, Palmyra went 4 out of 4 from the line, all of those made by Riley Walter. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, they're led at the half by Brooklyn Behrens. She's in double figures and has 10 points. Chloe Weiss right behind with 8. Adding 6 was Taryn Ottoman. 3 points for Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Kinley Weiss off the bench chipped in 2. And Daly Pelican has 2 for Johnson Brock's total of 31. Free throw shooting for Johnson Brock in that first half. They hit 4 out of 8, 50% from the free throw line. 31-13. That's our halftime score. Johnson Brock leading Palmyra. Right now, we're going to send it back to MJ Evans at the Sunny 101.3 studios. She's got a couple of minutes of important sponsor information, followed by the latest weather forecast. 2 more minutes from our sponsors, and then we're back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Merry Christmas, everyone. It's a great time of year to remember what's truly important.
I'm Matt from Wealth Navigation Group with Thrivent. And at Thrivent, we believe a healthy financial life isn't just about money. It's about creating the life you've envisioned for yourself and your family. If you want to learn more, visit Thrivent.com or call us at 402-315-8711. For appointments in Fall City or Auburn, it's 402-315-8711. Merry Christmas.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Self-defense skills are great to have, and Heller Martial Arts is ready to train your child. Over the holiday break, we will have 4 Krav Maga Junior classes, teaching personal protection skills that kids can easily learn and use, Monday the 23rd and 30th, Thursday the 26th and 2nd, 5:30 to 7. All kids ages 7 to 17 are welcome. Only $10 per class. Give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Winter is here, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to help you stay healthy all season long. Start by bundling up. Layers are your best defense against the cold. Don't forget to stay hydrated, even when it's cold. Most importantly, wash your hands often to fight off winter germs. If you are feeling under the weather, don't wait. Schedule a visit with your healthcare provider. Stay healthy, stay warm, and enjoy the holiday season. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3
weather. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marzuk with your weather for the tri-state area. We're going to be right around our low temperatures for tonight, and as we head through the week, it looks like our low temperatures won't get much colder, with low temperatures bottoming out Wednesday night with a low around the upper teens. By Thursday, we'll expect lots of sunshine with a high around freezing. Average highs around this time of year, 40 degrees, and our average lows around 19 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at the chance of snow showers through the overnight under mostly cloudy skies with a low around 20, with west-northwest winds picking up at 5 to 20 and gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. On Wednesday, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 32, with northwest winds at 5 to 15 gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Wednesday night looks mostly cloudy with a low around 16, with northeast winds at 5 to 10. On Thursday, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 31, with east winds at 5 to 10 gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Palmyra High School. It's halftime. Your Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Palmyra Lady Panthers. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 31 and Palmyra 13. And I'll tell you, the biggest story of that first half was the fast breaks that Johnson Brock were able to pull off repeatedly. On four or five occasions, they just caught the defense from Palmyra sleeping and not getting back. I think Lauren Behrens had, I know, two of them in for layups. I think Chloe Weiss got one, maybe even Taryn Ottoman had one. They were just able to throw the ball down the court and have uncontested lay-ins at the other end just because Palmyra's defense wasn't getting back. Other than that, obviously the Lady Eagles dominating throughout the first half with this 31-13 lead. The interesting thing is the amount of playing time that Casey Knippmeyer, Kinley Weiss, and Ruby Gravatt had out there along with Haley Nichols, a number of players seeing some playing time, and they played not more than just a minute or two here and there. They got some significant playing time, allowing Coach Jeff Ottoman to rest the girls a little bit here. Jeff Ottoman and Andy Buckmeyer sharing the coaching duties here. Jeff Ottoman, the head coach. Andy Buckmeyer working as his assistant. Those two young men, I'll call them, have been working with this group of girls for about 10 years. Of course, their daughters, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, Taryn Ottoman, are both seniors this year. These two coaches have been working with them ever since they were back in grade school. So seeing it through here to their senior year, kind of fitting that these two dads would have a chance to be the head coaches. All right, Riley Walter takes the inbound pass for Palmyra. We move into third quarter action onto the left wing to Bassa. Bassa comes into the corner with it. Down deep left side, that's Schroeder. Schroeder has the pass stolen away. Nice steal by Chloe Weiss. Gives the ball out to Pelican. Pelican into forecourt. Brooklyn Behrens right wing. Brooklyn Behrens dribbles to the top of the key between the rings. Hands to Ottoman. Ottoman tries to move inside the paint. A whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Maddie Schroeder. Maddie Schroeder picks up her first team foul, number one of the quarter. Schroeder will come out of the ball game and replace her Audrey Earhart. Earhart is a junior. Johnson Brock inbounds the ball to Ottoman, brings it to the top of the key. Now to Ottoman, back in the paint. Lay-in up and good for Taryn Ottoman. Taryn has 8 points in the ball game. She had 14 the other night against Lincoln Christian in that losing effort. 14 for her last, I think that was Thursday night last week. With the basketball into forecourt comes Palmyra. Grace Green is down in the corner, and she's trapped down there by Ottoman. Green needed help. Got the ball back up to Chambers. Now Chambers lost her dribble. Bounce pass from Chambers goes to Earhart. Earhart almost has it taken away. Buckmeyer with a steal. Buckmeyer gets it ahead to Pelican. Driving lay-in. Oh, couldn't get it. Pelican got just a little too far into the basket, but the rebound to Behrens. Behrens up top with it. Gives it up to Ottoman. Behrens backs it out onto the wing on the left elbow. A cross-court pass to the near side. Daly Pelican, the sophomore point guard, dribbles around the defender, kicks it underneath. Ottoman in the basket, turnaround off the glass. In and out, wouldn't go. Johnson Brock has had some bunnies. They're up 33-13, but boy, they've missed some easy ones under there on these little reverse lay-ins. Here comes Palmyra trying to get it going offensively. Riley Walter is the point guard. She's kind of the spark plug that runs this offense out here at the top of the key. Riley Walter. Kaylee Thompson up off the bench is going to check in. Timeout taken Palmyra. 6:13 to play third period. 33-13. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everyone, here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, and one of Santa Claus's best friends is Bart at Farm and City Supply. Bart, why does Santa like your store so much?
Well, because we got all the great brands that people have come to know and love, Justin. We got things like Carhartt, Yeti, Ariat, Steel, Dryshod, you know, Ertl Toys. We got lots of selection of great Christmas items up here. Come on in, we got stuff for the whole family. We got holiday hours through Christmas. We're open 7 days a week, so come in and check us out this holiday season.
Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatto. Petula calling your play-by-play. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. We move back to live action. Palmyra with the basketball in fourth quarter. Grace Green feeds it underneath. Then traffic under the basket. No chance for the shot to go up. Traveling is going to be called. Aaron Chambers got double-teamed under there and ended up walking with the basketball. It'll be a turnover and give it back to the Lady Eagles. Here comes Chloe Weiss, the senior point guard, on the dribble. Weiss gets it across the timeline. Works one-on-one against Walter. Her pass comes to Brooklyn Behrens. Back it comes to Weiss. Weiss lob pass to Ottoman in traffic. Ottoman top of the key. Around it goes to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens up top of the circle. Grabbed up by Chloe Weiss out near the midcourt line. Across court pass. Now Daly Pelican. Pelican penetrates into the paint. Here's Behrens for three. Hits off the iron. No ball chased after. Saving it from going over the midcourt line is Pelican. Great job by Daly to go back and get it. Here's Chloe Weiss for three. He nailed it. Chloe Weiss was left standing out there all alone, and she nailed the three from out on the left elbow. 36-13, your score now. Johnson Brock up by 23 points with the ball. Haley Thompson. Thompson to Walter. In traffic. No place to go. They feed it back again to Green. Now the ball is on the floor. A whistle and a foul probably going to go on Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens dove after that loose basketball and made contact. On Brooklyn Behrens, her second personal. First team foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. 36-13, the Johnson Brock girls leading the Palmyra Panthers here at Palmyra. Oh, a nice block shot by down court. The pass comes driving, laying up and good by Pelican. It all started with Brooklyn Buckmeyer blocking a shot. Then she grabbed the loose basketball, heaved it down the court to Daly Pelican for the easy layup, and it's 38-13. The lead is 25 points for Johnson Brock. Here comes Palmyra, another steal. Ball stolen away by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens got the steal. She'll bring the ball up the court herself. Off to Chloe Weiss on the left wing. Weiss takes it all the way in for a driving layup and got it. Chloe Weiss found that open lane. She's got 13 points now. Found that open lane and just drove between defenders and laid it off nice and gently off the glass. 40-13, Johnson Brock on top. Walter's in trouble. Has to force a shot up, put it up over Weiss. Weiss got the rebound. Here comes the fast break again. Pass to Pelican underneath, driving, laying up and good. Give Brooklyn Behrens the assist. Daly Pelican the lay-in. Timeout taking Palmyra. 4:02 to go, third quarter. 42-13. Johnson Brock up. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after that disappointing season opening loss to Lincoln Christian, the Johnson Brock girls got beat last week 57-39 last Thursday night. They came out here tonight loaded for bear. I mean, they dominated from the get-go. They led after one quarter 16-3. They were up at halftime 31-13. And now with just halfway through this third quarter, see what the time is here. Is it ticks down on me? 4:02 to go in the third quarter. They lead it 42-13. Huge lead for Johnson Brock. And the Eagles have been able to put some players on the floor and get some playing time for some of the bench players. Emily Bowling is on the floor now. So is Kinley Weiss back out on the floor. Casey Knippelmeyer is out there in traffic. Pass underneath, shot off the glass, up off, no good. Ottoman has the rebound. That shot was put up by Kaylee Thompson. Ottoman gives it up court. Across the timeline comes Kinley Weiss. Weiss's pass stolen away. Fast break the other way for the driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Nice job by Edison Vasa. Vasa got the steal and the breakaway lay-in. Here comes Kinley Weiss again to set the offense. Left side gets it to Knippelmeyer on the left wing. Knippelmeyer Gives it up, a long three by Ottoman, and she nailed it. Taryn Ottoman, her second three-pointer of the night. Taryn's in double figures, has 11 points now in the ballgame. Back to a 30-point lead for Johnson Brock, 45-15. The Lady Eagles dominating Palmyra here tonight in this girls' varsity contest. Kaylee Thompson with the dribble. Thompson hands the ball up to Badditcher. Badditcher can't get a look. Hines Vasa with her pass into the corner. A little shot up. Blocked away nicely by Ottoman. Ottoman, fast break coming down the court. She'll decide to hold it up and slow things down. Ottoman looks inside with it. In traffic. No place to go there for Bowling. Shot is up and good by Ottoman. And Ottoman put it in. 47-15 your score. On the top of the circle, Palmyra trying to set it up. Dribbling his Badditcher to the right wing. Goes across to Thompson. Thompson lost her dribble. She's in trouble. Finds Riley with a pass. Riley penetrates in the paint. She lost the ball. Grabs it up again to Thompson. Thompson's double team. Seems like no matter where they go with it, Johnson Brock has two defenders there. Ball got away out of bounds off of Kaylee Thompson. Johnson Brock will get the ball back. Into the game now. For the Lady Eagles, Ruby Gravatt onto the floor. Gravatt comes in. Taryn Ottoman will take a break. 47-15, dominating performance here by Johnson Brock's girls. Boys varsity coming up after this. Got a big game coming up in the boys contest. That'll be the second half of her doubleheader. Ruby Gravatt has the basketball in the paint under the basket. Kicks it out to Bowling at the top of the key. Her three is up. It's short off the front of the rim. Gravatt goes diving after the basketball out of bounds. And it went off of Ruby. It'll belong to Palmyra. Not for lack of effort. Ruby Gravatt sold out everything going after that ball. 47-15. Johnson Brock on top. Minute 39 to go in the third quarter. Palmyra's basketball. Kaylee Thompson out to the right wing. Chambers with it in the paint. Fall away shot. Missed everything for Chambers. Went out of bounds. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball, I think. No, Palmyra's basketball. It was tipped, apparently. Apparently it was tipped under there. Badditcher will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline left side under her own basket. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The inbound pass up top. Dribbling in Thompson. Little floater off the front of the rim. No. Tipped around and the rebound comes down. Taken away underneath by Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss pushes the ball down the court in a hurry herself. Here comes her freshman. In and out of defenders. Weiss kicks it off to the right side to Bowling. Underneath. Nichols tries to move to the basket. A whistle and a foul on the baseline. It got away out of bounds. Off the hands of Haley Nichols. And it'll be Palmyra's basketball with 1:08 to go here in the third quarter. Johnson Brock resting their starters, all five starters on the bench. Palmyra trailing 47-15 with the basketball. Thompson to the near side. It comes back to Badditcher. Badditcher guarded over there by Kinley Weiss into the corner. Nothing doing there. Great defense by Haley Nichols. Top of the circle. Pass comes back up to Chambers. Chambers goes to Badditcher. She tried to put up a three. Blocked by Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss with the block. Now the breakaway tries to go in for the layup. She'll be fouled and taken out on the baseline before she can put the shot up there. They'll probably put Weiss at the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Zylie Badditcher, her first team foul number two of the period. At the free throw line, Kinley Weiss, she has 2 points so far tonight on one field goal. Here she's shooting two shots for the Lady Eagles. Weiss's first free throw is up and off the back of the iron. She'll get another attempt. Kinley Weiss, one of the freshmen, seeing some playing time here tonight. Casey Knippelmeyer also been on the floor quite a little. We've seen a lot of Ruby Gravatt, Emily Bowling, Alexis Falk, Ellie Nichols. Everybody's seeing action out here. Second free throw is up for Kinley Weiss, and she got it. Weiss now with 3 points for the freshman. Makes it 48-15, just 33 seconds to go in this quarter. Here's a jump shot from 12 feet away on the left side, up wide of the mark by Kaylee Thompson. Rebound brought down by Gravatt. Gravatt, outlet pass, Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss almost had it tipped away from her. Weiss does a good job dribbling around. Oh, nice pass to Gravatt. Rice with the assist for Vatt with the bucket. Boy, you got to love to see that from your subs when they get out there. A no-look pass from Kinley Weiss found Ruby Gravatt just standing around under the bucket waiting for it. Gravatt had time to autograph that ball and then score it before the defense could react. Here's a whistle and a foul on Casey Knippelmeyer. On Knippelmeyer, her first personal, not a shooting foul. Elmira will inbound. It was 6 seconds to go in the quarter. A floater from the baseline, no. Rebound, Johnson Brock. Here's the buzzer. After three quarters, Johnson Brock leads it 50-15. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
If you don't think these Johnson Brock girls are having fun out here, during the timeout, they were playing Cotton Eye Joe over the PA system, and here were the subs. Coach Ottoman had his starters around him in the huddle, but the subs were off to the side, and they're dancing to the Cotton Eye Joe down here. Great time there by Casey Knippelmeyer and Kinley Weiss, Ruby Gravatt. They were all dancing up a storm during that timeout. They're in a pretty good mood here, leading 50-15. Johnson Brock with their five starters back on the floor. This is Chloe Weiss for a driving lay-in, up and good. Chloe Weiss just took it to the hole and laid it in. I've got Chloe now with 15 points in the ball game. She leads all scorers, I believe, for Johnson Brock. Here comes Palmyra trying to find something offensively. Green gives it to the... There's a three that's up and good by Aaron Chambers. Chambers got the three to go from the top of the key. 52-18. Only the second bucket of the second half here for Palmyra. They had but one field goal in that entire third quarter. Only 2 points scored in the third stanza for Palmyra. Taryn Ottoman holding the ball comes up top to Pelican. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Ottoman launches a long three. Got it. Taryn Ottoman, that's her third three-pointer of the night. Let me add them up. I think Ottoman now with 16 points. Yes, yeah, she's got 16 in the ballgame for Johnson Brock. 55-18, Lady Eagles dominating from the start tonight in charge of this one. Palmyra with the basketball. This is Chambers. A cross-court pass to the near side, Vasa. Vasa nearly lost it. She's trapped down there by the two Brooklyns. There's a long two. Buckmeyer and Behrens had her trapped on the baseline. No place to go. There's a long shot that goes out of bounds and up into the stands. It'll belong to Palmyra. Chloe Weiss goes and fetches the basketball, retrieves it for the official. Palmyra will inbound it under their own basket. Riley Walder to toss it in. Walder bobs it into the near side corner on the left side of the basket. Got it to Vasa. Vasa puts a bounce pass in that's stolen away by Taryn Ottoman. She'll hand it up to Chloe Weiss, and Weiss will slowly bring the ball up the court. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. 55-18, Johnson Brock. Here's Behrens, backed into the paint. Up top, Ottoman launches another three. This one is off the rim. The rebound to Addison Vasa. Vasa down court to Riley Walder with the pass. Walder into the corner, down deep left side, under the basket, trying to move in against Buckmeyer. No place to go. Ball taken away by Weiss. Aaron Chambers got trapped down there, and Weiss stole the ball from her. Outlet pass to Pelican. Pelican, a cross-court pass, finds Taryn Ottoman. 5.5 minutes to play in this one. Ottman goes inside with it to Behrens. Ball is tipped away. Touched last by Pellmeyer. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. With the Panthers back into the ballgame comes Kaylee Thompson, a senior. Thompson checks in. She'll replace Addie Vasa, who will set out. And the Johnson Brock girls will play it in under their own basket. They lob it up top to Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman clear out near the midcourt circle. Backs it out between the rings. Plenty of time, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Daly Pelican. Feeding it up here now to Weiss. That's Chloe Weiss. Chloe Weiss goes to Buckmeyer. Into the corner. Chloe Weiss, two-pointer up and good. Chloe Weiss put in the two-pointer. She's got 17 now. Into forecourt, underneath, ball stolen by Pelican, fast break to Behrens. Behrens had Chloe Weiss out ahead of her, decided not to run the fast break this time. They've had so much luck with that, almost holding up there, showing a little bit of, not sure what the word is I'm looking for here. Let's just say they were very kind not to take the fast break. Fast break laying up the other way on the steal, won't go for Kaylee Thompson. Daly Pelican with the basketball to the right side. Gives up to Chloe Weiss. Chloe thought about the three and said goes to Ottoman. Bounce pass underneath. Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer off the glass up and good. Brooklyn Buckmeyer's got five. Nice assist there from Ottoman. Timeout with 4:19 to go in the game. It's 59-18. We're back in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We're back here at Palmyra High School with 4:19 to go in this fourth quarter, 59-18. Johnson Brock with a 41-point advantage. Just a little bit of housekeeping here. A note to our producer-engineer, MJ Evans. MJ, there's going to be about a 20-minute break between games, and we'll be returning it back to the station for around 15 minutes or so between the girls and boys game while we go down and get starting lineups and such, so be prepared for that. Back to live action now. Johnson Brock with the basketball. This is Daly Pelican. Daly kicks it over to Chloe Weiss. Weiss dribbling in, little lay-in up, got it to fall, but wait a minute. I think they're going to say there was a foul on the baseline before the shot went up. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Schroeder. On Schroeder, that is her fourth personal, team foul number one of the quarter. And to replace her, Ellie Fick, a junior, checks in, replacing Maddie Schroeder. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound the pass into the corner to Nichols. Nichols, they feed it back into Nichols. Her shot is up off the glass. No, doesn't go. Rebound to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens up to Chloe Weiss. Chloe Weiss, top of the key. Pelican. Offensive foul going to be called. I think they're going to say somebody shoved off here. Let's see who they're going to put this one on. Foul is going to be on Ruby Cravat. Ruby got a little too rough under there, apparently. I didn't see Ruby was anywhere near the ball, but apparently she put somebody on the floor. So Cravat called for the personal, gives the ball back to Pelmeyer. Top of the circle. Riley Walter backs it out between the rings. Chloe Weiss takes after her defensively. Walter tries to go for the layup. Whistle and the foul is going to be called on Chloe Weiss. On Chloe, her second personal, team foul number two of the quarter. 59-18. We've got a running clock here. A 31-point lead right now. 41-point lead. Shot is up and off. No good from the free throw line. Put up by Riley Walter. She was a perfect 4-for-4 from the line before that one. Here comes Chloe Weiss out of the ball game. Brooklyn Behrens leaves the game. Kinley Weiss checks back in. And Haley Nichols back onto the floor. Second free throw is up. It is short off the front of the rim. The rebound to Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss down court on the dribble. Weiss at the top of the circle to the near side to Pelican. Daley Pelican works around the defender. Ruby Gravatt sets the pick to Kenley Weiss. Long three, Kenley Weiss. Oh, in and out of there. So close. Ruby Gravatt down there battling for the rebound. Ruby puts somebody on the floor a second time. This time, no whistle for it. A little bit of a collision. There's a jump shot from the right side, up and good by Grace Green. Ruby Gravatt apparently can get a little bit physical down there going after that basketball. I don't think I'd want to tangle with her. 59-20 is your score. 39-point lead. Here's a driving layup, left side up and off. Nichols won't go. And the rebound to Palmyra. We're down to a minute 19. Fast break the other direction. Riley Walder in the corner with the basketball is Riley Walder driving the baseline. Ruby Gravatt said, no, we're not going to have that. Stopped her there. Long three from the corner. It doesn't go. Ball chased down in the corner. Rebound, Kenley Weiss comes out with it. Down court in a hurry. With the dribble is Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer gives it up top. Pelican. Right side to Kenley Weiss. Kenley Weiss kicks it to the right corner to Pelican. Pelican lobs inside. Here's Gravatt moving to the hoop. Shot is up and off for Ruby. No, couldn't get it to fall. And we're going to have another timeout taken here. I think we're going to keep it here live, though. This is just a timeout to get some sense into the ballgame. They're not really going to take the whole 30 seconds, I don't think. Yeah, this is just a substitution time here. Into the ballgame for Palmyra. Kenley Dorn into the lineup now for the first time tonight. Kenley Dorn checking in. Allie Anderson in for the first time tonight. Allie Fick back into the lineup. Inbounding the pass will be Kenley Dorn. Dorn inbounds it. They'll come into forecourt with 9 seconds, 8 seconds. In the corner, baseline, right side. Handling the ball is Allie Fick. Fick can't get a look at the basket. Puts it inside the paint. There's a shot up off the glass. It doesn't go. There's the buzzer and the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Johnson Rock Eagles 59 and the Palmyra Panthers 20. 59-20. The win tonight goes to the Johnson Rock Eagles. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and be back with our postgame scoring recap after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
59-20, your final score tonight. Johnson Brock with the win over Palmyra in the girls' varsity contest. Let's look at the individual scoring. For Palmyra, Riley Walder led the way with 8 points, adding 5 with Grace Green. 3 points tonight for Erin Chambers, 2 for Addie Bossup, and 2 for Kaylee Thompson for their total of 20. From the free throw line, the Panthers hit 4 out of 6 at the charity stripe. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, 3 players in double figures, led by Chloe Weiss with 17, 14. Taryn Ottoman had 16. Brooklyn Barons in double figures with 10. 6 points tonight for Daly Pelican. Kinley Weiss came off the bench and got 5. And Brooklyn Buckmeyer had 5 for Johnson Brock's total of 59. Free throws, Johnson Brock 50%. They made 5 out of 10 on the evening. 59-20, your final, Johnson Brock with the win. All right, we're going to send it back now to MJ Evans at our Sunny 101.3 studios for about 12 minutes here, and then we'll be back with our pregame show. We'll take a look at the starting lineup for the boys' varsity game. That's coming up in about 12 minutes right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.